I know, I recognise that name. Carl Merry has been here. I'm joined with Sylvia Kent, who is a freelance columnist and writer or author. What's the difference then between writer? Because I always say this to Peter Jones, because he says Peter Jones author or Peter Jones writer. Is writer not really what you should say to somebody?
Well,
I don't know.
First of all, you said columnist. Well, a column is lovely because it goes on. I've had 13, 14 regular columns in, say, 20 odd years. That's lovely because you know what you're doing. I've just been hired for another one. Another magazine, very glossy, called Home Farmer. They only want me for my winemaking experience. So we've kicked off with a very simple, fast-fermenting apple wine. These are people that like allotments, green stuff, keep chickens, that kind of thing. They're up in Preston in Lancashire. So to be a columnist is lovely because you know what you're doing. Now, as a freelance jobbing writer, you take more or less any job that they offer money for, and for you to write features about whatever subject. Mine happens to be history, but I mean, I write about food and all types of things. So that's that. Now, authors, really, I suppose you would say, more to do with novels. Not exactly that, but it gives us a clue when people are coming to us as to what they like to write. And in the Brentwood Writers' Circle, we've got one of everything.
Yep.
Lots of chaps and girls, and some write macabre things, and some write for children. And we'll be talking about that in a moment, about Natasha. But on the whole, writing is everywhere.
Yeah.
It's for everyone. Even if you write a shopping list, you're still writing. If you write a diary, So there you are, you know. And then writing for music. And you know all about that because have you not got a new record or DVD coming out?
I'll keep saying this. I've got to lose some weight before I do the filming. But Mike Jones is hopefully going to be doing some filming with me singing live.
Lovely.
He's fantastic, Mike, and he knows all about cameras. I'm going to see him tonight at the Thurrock Court Players, is running tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, which is at Thameside Theatre, and they're doing their Black Adder.
Oh,
so it's going to be very funny.
That's going to be one. And he's so fun. His books are brilliant. They really are. You know, I stick little messages on our various Facebook and everything. But he really is lovely. And a lot of film people connected. We had a film man there on Saturday at Billericay Library. He's brilliant too, John Farrar. We need these people, don't we?
Nice bit of creativity in Brentwood.
Indeed.
Now, we're talking about Natasha and Jim, who are absolutely lovely. They've been here for nearly 3 years in October. They've got the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, which is on the Ongar Road. It's just literally as you come up to the end of Ongar Road, where you've got the High Street, Brentwood High Street. And it isn't just a children's bookshop. They've really got involved with everybody locally.
Schools.
They're in the Twitterati, and they've got involved with local radio. They really have moved into the area and put down their roots.
And it isn't just
a bookshop for children. It is a hub. So tell everybody, if you've not been to the Chicken and Frog, especially if you do have children as well and you're new to the area, the sort of things that they do there.
Yeah, and I took some friends in the other day with grandchildren, and they spent lots of money. They loved it.
Yeah,
they loved the area that Natasha's organised for you to sit down and enjoy. They arrange so many different things. In a moment, we just whip through them because there's a whole month of exciting things. Did they not have the pirates the other day?
Oh, yes, she was laughing because I kept going, arr, and I couldn't quite get it right.
The parties.
It took me to the final day when I went, aha, because I kept sounding like Alan Partridge with the aha, and I was like, no, that's not great. So that was on Saturday. It was a Dressed Like a Pirate, and they also had cutouts that you could, they were doing pirate reading all day.
She is so clever, that girl. And I tell you, you mustn't go there before 9:30 because that's the time they open up. But on Mondays at 11 a.m. they have rhythm and rhyme for preschoolers, and that's free. On Wednesday they have the same, that's 10 o'clock, that starts. And Saturday they have Bring Daddy to Story Time, and that's free, all ages. They have a handwriting club. Now that for me would be brilliant because my handwriting's not very good. Fast on the old computer, but not handwriting. But they also have a monthly book club, age eight, and over, and they have creative writing club. That's on Saturdays. But the best thing really is to go online or ring them on 01277 230068, and as you know, they're in prime position at Wilson's Corner, and even parking's okay at Sainsbury's.
Yeah. Now, we just wanted to give out the... have you got the website address there for Chicken and Frog?
Yes. Where are we? Well, I've got Facebook and Twitter. Just go Chicken and Frog and go straight into
Chicken and Frog Bookshop, because they also do, for adults, and I'm sure they're still doing this as well, they have adult learning. It's chickenandfrog.co.uk, in fact, for the website. But they do have adult learning. So if you have problems with your reading and writing as well, or I think they were doing maths, they were doing English, so you can go along and basically get tuition. Obviously, there are fees to pay, but that is for adults as well.
Even so, if you're going, say, into broadcasting, you know, where you have to be a bit more specific, I think that's wonderful, because we've got nothing really that I can think of. I'm sure it's out there, but I don't know, to help you, particularly if you want a career in the media, on radio. And I do that with Billericay School. You know, lots of people want to go, want to do what you do, for instance, as a presenter.
Yeah.
But, you know, you need a little bit of backing, and Natasha and Jim can help you.
Yeah, they're lovely, and I've not seen Natasha for, I've not seen her for ages.
Well, you will soon, because we said, as this few days didn't work out as we'd hoped, perhaps in a month or so, may she come on?
Yeah, come in next month.
Just with you, maybe.
Yeah, she'll pop in, because she brought sweets in last time as well.
Did she?
Yeah, so she's welcome anytime. Yeah. Right, we've got a few minutes to fill before 12 o'clock. So do check out, it's all the W's, chickenandfrogbookshop.com. It'll tell you all about the activities, tuition, school, parties as well you can have there. Loads of links on Brentwood as well. And they've got a festival coming up, haven't they? The Children's Library Festival, which they're launching for
next summer,
which will be the 22nd and 30th of July.
Yes.
We're launching an annual literary festival for children and their grown-ups. Tickets are going to be available via the Brentwood Theatre from Christmas time, December.
Yes.
And you need to watch the blogs for updates, but there's going to be lots of books and obviously lots of authors are going to be there as well. But it's going to be a festival running between sort of the last week in July.
Yes. And although we perhaps grown-up writers do like W.H. Smith, I mean, they sell our books, not in Billericay, by the way, because we've got nothing in Billericay, but she is the only indie sort of bookshop that's in Brentwood. We used to have five, and now we have Natasha. Unfortunately, she doesn't do grown-ups, but that's okay. That's okay.
I think it would be lovely if they had a shop maybe next door that was for grown-ups, possibly. Because sometimes when you go into these shops and the bigger shops, and I do like going into bookshops, but I feel they are so vast that you get I get fed up. I mean, sometimes I go in to buy a book and I just get so... There's so much choice and so vast and not that many people that are quite approachable. Whereas when you go into a shop where people really care about books, you get more of a... You know, you can sit down. I kind of like these books. What would you recommend? And I could see them having a lovely little coffee shop there and sitting down. You know, I think it'd be lovely.
Like they do in London. I mean, go in, have a coffee, and people come up and talk to you.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. And as I say, we used to have that years ago.
Yeah.
And now we haven't. And we're still grateful for the shops. But you have to order our books. And I would say one thing. With my trip to Romford or Having last week, where I had to present, in the museum, I popped into Waterstones. Am I allowed to say that? I could not believe they had one circular table, a wonderful circular table, with all the books of my Brentwood colleagues, scattered around. I was so thrilled that I wrote to the chief executive officer and said, you know, do this again, because they stick our books way up high.
Yeah.
You can't even get up the stairs in those cases. So,
and it is. It's the same with any shop, because I went in, it was Waterstones I went into, and the books that you tend to look at are the ones on the table. And my mum's in a wheelchair, and literally she's not really good with authors. Yes. She forgets their names, but she looks at the covers. And if they're up on the shelf, she can't see to remember which one she's read. So things on tables and lower levels, it's the same way as you go into a shop. If you go into a shop, things are eye level, you tend to buy more. Things that are above or below, unless you're looking for the more specific list, you don't.
And they don't have lifts, so you can't get up there anyway.
No.
But, you know, I was so thrilled. If you look on my web blog, you'll see that I'm grinning like an ape. because, you know, the young lady said, here we are, you know, here you are, Brentwood, Billerick, you know, Essex. They were all there. Our books were all there on a circular table, and people were opening them and browsing through, and I sold a load.
Yeah, well, it's good, because they're right in front of you. If you want to take a look at Sylvia, I can see the picture here. You are smiling. Always very photogenic, Sylvia. Have a look at the website. It's all the www.sylviakent.blogspot.co.uk. As Sylvia said, she's got, was it 210,000 people?
Page views, yes.
Page views, yeah.
It's a silly thing to do, but you are judged, unfortunately, by your activity on the web, and it's lovely that people even bother with me.
I might even do it, but I should really try and do a blog, shouldn't I? I should try.
And we'll try and get you one. Or we'll write a web page or something for you.
Yeah, be nice. I should really, but I don't know what I'm going to write about, because I talk enough as it is. So you'll be back in a month's time.
Yes. Would you like somebody from our event on Saturday to come along? Because that was successful. We are having another one at Shenfield Library on the 24th of October, which is a Saturday.
Yep.
And we start at 10 and we finish at noon. And we can't have 10 authors, but we probably have 6.
Yeah.
And hopefully Frances Clamp.
Oh, I like Frances. Bring Frances in. I've not seen her for ages. She's got a fantastic... When she starts reading, get her to come in and do some stories.
Voice.
Voice is great for stories.
Oh, voice.
It's a plush voice, but it's very... And now the children walked into the room.
Yes.
And she got... voice sounds a bit like Frances. It's a little bit deeper. Yes. Thank you very much for coming in. We'll see you in a month's time. Thank you very much to Sylvia Kent. And you can find out more about Sylvia on the web. We're going to go straight over to the headline news.
Thank you. Bye-bye.